About halfway through the seminary, he kept getting up and down and up and down and up and down. The guy was getting so excited he couldn't stay in the seminary. He had to go sell somebody. But at any rate, that's a true story. Carl's over in Detroit, and Carl, you'll be watching this. You'll remember as well as I do. We laugh about it every time I see him. But at any rate, we passed the test. I found myself in front of 450 of their district insurance agents at the Hillside Holiday Inn in Chicago. When I was talking to them for a very short period of time, I suggested that anyone in that room could go out and write $5 million worth of business. Now, when I mentioned that, you could just feel, wham, the minds go closed. I'd lost the entire group. Now, do you see what we were doing and what was different? We were introducing this element right here to their sales, to the psyche of their salespeople, to their sales presentation, to their belief system. They had never had that mixed in with their training before. This chap came up to me at the first break. He says, Proctor, he said, did you ever sell insurance? And I said, no, I never have. He says, I didn't think so. I said, why are you saying that? He says, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, I said, now hold on a second. I didn't say I didn't know what I was talking about. I just said I've never sold insurance. I said, I don't know any more about insurance than the doorman or the salad chef in here. I said, I'm operating on the premise you already know how to write $5 million worth of business. He looked at me and said, well, wait just a minute. He said, you know this company is 100 years old? And I said, yeah, I'd heard that. He said, you know there's 20,000 agents in this company? And I said, yeah, I'd heard that. Well, he said, did you hear that we've never had one write $5 million worth of business? Well, I said, then you can be the first. Yeah. Now, this was around the end of August. He said, you said this year. I said, that's right. He said, the year's over half gone. Well, I said, then it won't take as long to do it. Now, I said, Don, if you can see yourself as a $5 million producer, you heard what Paul Hutsey did with this idea, and you get emotionally involved with that idea, you turn it over, that part of you that's unseen, it's non-physical, but it's in every part of your being, I guarantee you, you'll act differently, and what you attract to you will be quite different. And I said, you'll do it. Now, that's a magazine that company prints, or printed. That's a picture of the man I was talking to. His name's Don Sloven. And that's a write-up about our conversation. The second week in December, Don Sloven had paid for $5,200,000 worth of business. He closed the year with a little better than $6 million worth of business. And the strange part about this is, when he crossed that imaginary line, there was a whole string of people following him. See, every person, everywhere in history, that got the image of what they wanted, they burned that image into their mind. They refused to accept circumstances. Every one of them have accomplished what they've imaged. For years, people had tried to run a mile in 4 minutes. I mean, thousands of years. Do you know the early Egyptians used to turn a lion loose and let it chase a person hoping they'd run a mile in 4 minutes. But they couldn't do it. The experts said it couldn't be done. They said our cardiovascular system wasn't proper for it. They said our muscles weren't right. The bone structure wasn't right. But in the spring of 1954, a young guy named Roger Bannister quit believing in the experts, started to believe in Roger Bannister, and he ran a mile in under 4 minutes. Within a month, other people were running a 4-minute mile. We had a young guy in this company down in Louisiana. As a matter of fact, he worked for Paul Hutsey. That wrote $5 million in a week, and he previously hadn't written three in a year. Now, why am I mentioning these things? Well, I mention them because you can all tell a story like this about yourself.
Just reading on commitment here, it's vitally important that you remain committed to your goal. Understand that if you've got a vision, there's no such thing as an unrealistic vision. Roger Bannister did not believe in the experts. Roger Bannister believed in Roger Bannister, and it's precisely why he broke that 4-minute mile. You can do it. Don't listen to the people that tell you you can't. I want to introduce you to a lady that has a phenomenal vision. Susan Busey. Relate to her and the goals she set.